All right, what's happening today? Nothing? You guys are here on a Tuesday? Come on. Football, let's go.
Tuesday, isn't this not to you, this isn't a Tuesday, right?
Hey, you're doesn't matter what day it is. Let's go.
If the game was today or a Friday or
okay. Line it up. If it's in a parking lot, we'll play. Let's go.
You guys have been getting a lot more pressure on the quarterback. We talked some about that last week, and you guys had a lot of success with interior pressure. Given how much they like to run, is that something that's a possibility against a team like Kansas City?
Kansas City does a good job running and passing the ball. They do. They've improved from where they are. They have a good scheme. You know, but what we're concerned about is ourselves. We need to continue on our progression, which is setting edges, using our hands, continuing to improve techniques and fundamentals inside and outside. You asked specifically about the inside guys. They're improving in what they do. We're improving in how we work together. So we need to stay on our progression and keep getting better. Play in and play out is important against this team because this team has some explosion players that we need to keep in the cage.
Has Jelly kind of pushed through a wall lately? I mean, Sperano said a couple of weeks ago about how he had a talk with him about, look, I know your season is usually over by now, but we got a lot of season left. You know, and the last couple of games, it seems like he's making quite an impact on the inside.
Biggest thing for any first-year player in the NFL is this is a marathon, not a sprint. And this is about the number of games they've played in a college season. So all of us young players and young coaches need to push through that little, because it feels like you should have a pause around Thanksgiving and then you're playing in a bowl game or you're not. And you need to push through. The biggest thing is learning your body, how your nutrition works, how much rest you need. I think a lot of our young defensive players have done a good job with that. Coach Stoney's done a good job of talking to him about it. We talk to the guys constantly and monitor where they are.
With Jamaal Charles specifically, I mean, that seems to do so well. Is it bodies to the football, like always?
Or? Yeah, it's knowing where your help is. Knowing where your help is. Setting edges in the run game and in the pass game. Making sure that you're on the correct leverage when you approach him, because in space, of course, he can make a lot of moves and accelerate really quickly. But again, we're talking about what we need to do, and we're in our process of improving. So we're going to worry about what the Raider defense and where our 11 guys are and how we fit together.
Is that reason over the last couple of weeks that you've seen him be able to do that, is that the big reason for the improvement on third down, knowing where everybody else is? And
we think it's a focus. It's learning who our identity is, learning the situations. Situational football is where our defensive unit is improving, knowing when it's third and 12. Number one, what are they trying to do? Number two, what do we do? What do we do well? And where's our help? So all of that works together. Rush and coverage works together. We can talk about the number of sacks. We can talk about the number of hits. If you cover them longer, you get more sacks. If you got a great rush on a certain play, you don't have to cover them as long. So some of those things are improving as our guys continue to work together, whether we're pressuring, whether we're not pressuring, because we're going to do some of both. That's what's improving, rush and coverage and guys working together.
Came up short. Hayden made a real nice open field tackle.
Yeah, that was a good tackle.
Up on somebody. His occasional physicality, was that something you guys noticed about him even when he was at Houston, or is it since he's built his body up a little bit or something he's developing? Or?
I would say it's the last part. He's developing some. DJ's had power in his body, and he's letting it go a little bit. It's good. You can keep going that way. You know, we need to all become more physical tacklers because those are critical situations. And if we get off the field in those situations, we give ourselves a chance to win the game. And that's the ultimate goal. So as we all get better, we need more of those tackles. But, yeah, there were some good, solid tackles. We need to continue to do that. This team is a space team, and so we need to tackle them. We need to get hats to the ball.
Khalil's been playing well for a long time, but do you think it meant something to him to finally get the sack? Do you think –
Say his name again.
Khalil.
Okay. I just.
I had to work a long time.
Okay. I like his progression. He really looked at what happened to him in that first San Diego game. And we made an emphasis with the young man. Hey, look, you get to see these guys again. Let's study them. Let's see what things work against this team. And he was able to put a few more of those into effect. That was a huge penalty that he forced and hit on the quarterback on that third down in the higher red zone area. That was a great rush, and that was something where he learned how to improve that. He forced the hold and obviously helped us take points off the board in that situation. So that one was really good. And you know, there's more out there for that young man. And again, continue to work in the frame of the defense. He's doing that. So we want to see him start downs with speed like we talked about right up here last week. Keep starting downs with speed. You know, when you ask me a question about him, I get excited. All right, we all do. But just stay in his progression. Keep gaining ground. Keep going faster and faster. And that's the key. They do a good job of throwing to the guy that's open and running their progressions. I've been fortunate enough to be around that type of system of offense, and they do a good job. Who's ever open, they throw them the ball. That's what you should do. And so we know that. I don't put much stock into that. They have good players and threats, and we're gonna work to match them up, and it's gonna be exciting on Thursday night.
His progress somewhat. I know it's not good to miss practice, but can he handle this kind of injury management that they've had to put him through?
Well, coach talks about the injury situations, so I'll leave it at that. Any young player, the more practice time, the better they get. The more game time, the better they get. TJ did some good things in the football game, so we're just going to keep on our teaching progressions, and Coach Woods and Coach Robertson do a great job with those guys, and we're just going to stay in our progressions. So, but going to that question, when younger players in this league hit this point of time in the season, yeah, their minds might be tired. That's when you really got to take more notes. That's when you really got to focus and make sure you're pro now. Your job's to play against the best and beat the best. And make sure you're in that process, regardless of what you get to do physically on the field every day.
All right.